Bill Morgan for Pam Cook on Canton's Morning News at this time every week on Pam's show. Find out what's happening in and around Stark County, and happy to be joined today by Stark County Commissioner Richard Regula. And Richard, I know the governor was in town yesterday. Tell us about that.
Well, he was. He came into town to give the city of Massillon a $600,000, I believe, grant to improve some and replace some sewer lines in the city of Massillon. They're also partnering up with Aqua Ohio to replace the water lines that run on top of the sewer lines. And I think it's on 8th Street in the city of Massillon. And it was always good to see the governor. And there's so much funding that's out there now to do for everybody heard about the ARP funding that's coming through the federal government to the counties. Stark County is going to get about $75 million. And one of the things you can use it on, and one of the things we're focusing on, is water and sewer projects throughout the county. And I know that all the cities are doing basically the same thing. And so it was good to see the governor, and they have a pot about $250 million that they're passing out to the various municipalities throughout the state of Ohio. And, you know, Massillon was fortunate enough to get one of them. But we're continuing to move forward on our end. The things we're going to do is we have a top 10 list of neighborhoods that need a sewer that currently are on septic. So we're going to start knocking them off and using the ARP funding. And I think it's really a good use of the funding because it's, you know, one, it's good for the environment because when septics fail, they contaminate groundwater. Two, you're putting people back to work in construction projects when you do a sewer project. And so we're going to have to partner up with, you know, the cities and anybody that has a treatment plant, because we have the flow lines through our sanitary sewer department, but we need the capacity at the various treatment plants. So it's a good investment in Stark County, and we're looking forward to keeping it moving forward.
County Commissioner Richard Regula on WHBC. And Richard, kind of a two-part question to wrap things up this week. Number one, talk briefly about the importance of infrastructure. If we will, infrastructure isn't necessarily sexy, but you know what? Boy, if you don't have good infrastructure, you're in trouble. Secondarily, tell us about the 10-year deal with the Visitors Bureau.
Well, obviously, infrastructure is very important, and not only roads and bridges, as I like to say, but especially water and sewer lines. And a lot of these water and sewer lines, especially in the cities, are, you know, were put in after World War II, and they're just starting to age, and you're having some issues with them. But I really do want to focus on the agreement that we just signed with the Convention and Visitors Bureau, which is Visit Canton. And we signed a new 10-year agreement for the bed tax. Back in 2017, the county passed, I believe it's a 3% bed tax for everybody that's coming into Stark County. And we partnered with the Convention and Visitors Bureau and Arts in Stark. They have an agreement together to promote tourism in Stark County. You know, Bill, people don't realize how important tourism is to Stark County. Everybody hears about the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and they see what's going on there, and that's going to be a huge aspect of the tourism of people that are coming into Stark County. You know, those youth football fields that they have there, in fact, they're going to add about three or four more fields on. They bring in 200,000 kids a year. They come in for, you know, football camps and football tournaments and or soccer, and they bring the parents with them. Our hotels have been filled on the weekends now that we're getting back kind of post-pandemic. But you know what? What do you think is the number one tourist attraction in Stark County?
I would say the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but I'm thinking you're going to kick me to the curb on that, perhaps.
It's not even close. The Hartville Marketplace. Hartville Marketplace brings over 2 million visitors a year into Stark County. And you know, that's just one of the other. And through the grant process with Arts in Stark, there's a number of smaller events that go on throughout the county. You probably didn't know that there's a Troll Hole Museum over, I believe it's Minerva. And they had the Troll Mania on Main Street. The total attendance was 679 people, and brought $15,000 of visitor spending into Stark County. And there's a long list of the grants that Arts in Stark has put out there. they over the past 5 years, there's been about $600,000 worth of grants that have gone out, and that's brought in $12.2 million in new spending in Stark County. So Stark County is on the verge of some great, great things. We are going to be a tourist designation in the next, I believe, 2, 3, 5, 10 years. And we continue to work with Visit Canton and Arts in Stark in this partnership to really promote Stark County and bring people into Stark County and let them spend money.
Whether we're talking Hartville, Minerva, or Canton and the rest of Stark County, always great to get 411 from County Commissioner Richard Regula. Richard, if I don't talk to you again, have a great, great Christmas and holiday season.
You do the same, Bill. Thank you.